keeping our eyes on the prize. I was recently alerted to a new rock opera called 1972, previewing in Boston, this fall about women's lives and abortion in America before Roe v. Wade. The promo site has had me lost in thought about the juxtaposition of working in between spaces of heaviness and promise, much as we are today, and how activists, advocates, and everyday people dare to end. Memo to Democrats, your anti-big tech majority is there for the taking. In the winter of 2022, people across continents watched with a mix of trepidation and wonder as artificial intelligence aced graduate school entry exams, planned elaborate family vacations, and generated uncannily lifelike images and videos. By the end of January 2023, a few months after my stupid friend hit the consumer market, the application had. The Ten Commandments on the wall of every Texas classroom. Texas wants the Ten Commandments on the wall of every classroom, in every grade, and every public school in the state. This is not an opinion, they passed a law. If someone donates privately a copy or framed poster of the Protestant version of the Ten Commandments to a public school in Texas, that school must put it on a classroom wall. Join us live next week at 9:15 a.m. with Monday Norman Amp, Joyce Vance. Wednesday Norman Amp, Juan Pronia. Thursday Norm, April and Amp, Jonathan Barry Blocker. I hate the mix of religion any with public education. In CA, the curriculum covers the major faith groups as part of being aware and hopefully empathetic and accepting of those with other religions of their own. If Texans want the Bible taught in their schools, that's their choice and their problem. Don't try that here in California schools. What could possibly go wrong?